I don't know.
And the stiff hair the hog has on its back. What about what a hairbrush has?
Bristles.
And the big teeth the hog has.
That's the,
For an elephant.
Tusk.
Huh?
Tusk.
And what you put the food in for the hog is called a...
Slop bucket, isn't it?
And then you pour it into the...
Manger, maybe?
And what animals could drink water out of would be a... A lot of times a long V-shaped thing.
Yeah, it's... I can't think of it right now.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A boar.
Okay.
Wild boar.
Do you think of a boar as being male? Or could a boar be a female hog?
It's just a male, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, I think it's a male.
Uh-huh. Any other name for a wild hog?
No.
Except you have some horses and mules and cows and so forth. They were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed the
animals, the horses, the cows.
What are you talking about? Chickens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to feed the
birds.
And if it's time to feed the animals and do your work, you say it was
time to do the chores.
Do you ever call that chore time or fodder time or feeding time?
Maybe feeding the animals, feeding time, but not none of the others.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, what kind of sounds does a calf make?
I don't know.
What about a cow? It
makes a moving sound.
And a horse?
A neighing sound.
What about a gentler sound that a horse makes? And what inside parts of a hog do you eat?
Pork chops, maybe.
Or the inside, like the stomach and so forth.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of anything made out of the intestines?
Oh, hot dogs, right?
What about chitlins? Do you ever hear chitlins?
No.
And how would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture?
I think it's a, noise is called, it kind of goes woo-wee.
Can you do it?
Woo-wee!
Okay.
I can't.
What about for calling a cow?
I don't know.
And what would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you can milk her?
I don't know.
And to get a mule to turn left or right, you'd tell him?
I don't know.
And how would you call a horse to get him out of the pasture?
I don't know.
What would you say to a horse to get him started?
Giddy up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
I don't know.
How would you call hogs?
It's suey, I think.
Can you do that?
Suey.
Is it any special?
Oh, it's kind of like a suey.
Okay. What about calling sheep?
I don't know.
And chickens?
No.
And what do you call the stuff you put on a horse? Before you can hitch him to a plow or a wagon. I mean, the collar and everything like that is all part of the...
Reins or maybe bridles or something like that.
Do you ever call it a harness?
A harness?
Uh-huh. What is a harness exactly?
Well, I guess it's for hooking up horses to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hooking up things to lift it and stuff like that.
You remember now what they call a mail horse?
Now, what do you call a male horse?
Do you ever hear of a stallion or stable horse?
I've heard of a stallion before.
And if you left an apple lying around and it dried up, you say the skin of that dried apple was all get all wrinkled and smaller? It'd be all...
Shrunk?
What's another way of saying that? What does bacon do when you fry it?
It shrivels up.
Okay. And the kind of fruit that grows, citrus fruit that grows in South Texas?
Grapefruits, oranges, lemons.
If you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
All gone.
Huh?
All gone.
Okay.